should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we have also forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Would you pray with me and for me? Lord God, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Sorry, I'm in the habit of starting the sermon and hitting the button. I turned it off. We continue our series on the Beatitudes this morning, and in doing so, we look at two of the Beatitudes that bring us some really important wisdom in our lives as it has to do with forgiveness. And so part of Jesus' teaching there on the Sermon on the Mount and these particular Beatitudes, we find these words: "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. And blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy." And to help us look at these and consider what they mean, we'll do what we've done on other weeks, which is hear some of the wisdom that is found in this greater Sermon on the Mount, which the Beatitudes are a part of. And that's the scripture that we have heard this morning that we are all familiar with in the words of the Lord's Prayer. And we specifically look at a section that is found in the prayer and then the couple verses that follow regarding forgiveness. Because peacemaking and mercy and forgiveness, these things are all tied together. And the way that I want to tie them together, we don't really have the time to get into all the nuts and bolts of how these things look, but I believe there's a really important heart condition for us to pay attention to if we are to live as peacemakers or those who are merciful or those who can embrace forgiveness. And I think we would all acknowledge that we have had times in our lives where forgiveness is something that is really tough to live into. And perhaps maybe you're at a place in your life or your faith where you feel like you've mastered forgiveness. And if you're in that place, I just warn you, be careful. It might just be that no one has really tested the resolve of the relationship you share with them lately. Because to live in the kind of love that can forgive in the way that Jesus calls us to is absolutely a tough thing. There's not a switch in our hearts where we can just say, all right, I'm going to forgive, and then we flip it and everything is better. I think we all know that forgiveness is oftentimes a process of healing and acceptance and understanding. But Jesus here is clearly telling us something that we need to hear around forgiveness. But I think he's telling us that it really has to do with the condition of our heart. So again, I want to look at a few areas that will help us consider this today as a condition that God is inviting us to. And so the first area, we need to look at what is God working within us when it comes to forgiveness. And it's kind of important for us to start at the end so we can work back from what God's motives are in our lives as it comes to forgiveness. What does God primarily want as it relates to relationship with people on this earth? Is God looking to have a more formal business relationship with us? Or does he want to have something deeper, more like a personal relationship? I want to consider briefly the differences between these two types of relationship as they might relate to forgiveness. So a business relationship. What I mean by this is that we essentially look at faith in the role of forgiveness as a contract that we engage in. So I do what God asks, and Jesus gives me what he promises. I ask for the forgiveness, and Jesus has to forgive me because he promises he will. In the business relationship, if this is how it works, what is God up to? Well, Jesus, in the midst of this sort of relationship, is the one who pays the bill for us. Primarily, it's about what Jesus does for us. So Jesus is up to paying our bill, and what is our responsibility if all God is looking for is to be in a business relationship with us? Well, if this is true, all he asks is that we would hand him the bill, and he promises to pay it. So my role in the process of forgiveness and what God is trying to do is pretty minimal. All I need to do is be willing for God to pay my bill for me. Not very hard, is it? It's not asking a lot of me. And so maybe you have friends like I did in high school, or maybe this is the way that you've interacted with God in the past, or maybe even right now, where these friends I had growing up felt like they could do whatever they wanted as long as they went to confession. And if they went to confession and told the priest what they did, then they were good and they could go right back to all of the things they were doing prior. And so that's a business transaction. You do the minimal of what God is asking, but in the process there, maybe we find ourselves forgiven, but what is God really trying to be up to? Is he simply just trying to say, well, we hit the reset button on your sin, go ahead and go sin some more? No, God is trying to say, I want to do something new within your heart. I don't want you to be a slave to sin. I want you to be able to learn from your experiences, to be healthier and stronger and live the life of service to me in love to others that I've called you to. And so if we're simply looking at it as a business transaction, we're not going to get to that end of God trying to do a transformational work in our heart. Now, there are some elements that are true about Jesus being willing to pay our bill. He absolutely is, and we absolutely need to ask him to do that. But it doesn't tell the full story of what God wants to be up to in our hearts as it relates to forgiveness. He doesn't want to see us in a repeating cycle that just keeps us locked in to our sin and how sin can keep winning in our heart. So instead of a business relationship, there's a big difference if we believe what God is looking to do is grow in personal relationship with us through the forgiveness of our sins. God isn't just looking to pay our bill, but he pays our bill for the purpose of trying to help us get rid of the old junk that separates our hearts from his. Jesus makes us new as we are forgiven. So it's not about what Jesus is looking to do for us when we are forgiven, but it's what Jesus is looking to do in us as he forgives us. And so in this case, what is our personal role when it comes to personal relationship? Well, I have to not just hand Jesus the bill, but I need to be willing to let Jesus into my heart to do some work when it comes to forgiveness. So this way of looking at forgiveness, it's not a transaction, but it's transformation. Jesus wants to make us new. Scripture promises that everyone who is in Christ Jesus is a new creation. The old is gone and the new has come. It's important for us to see our faith from the standpoint of personal relationship and not a business relationship, and here is why. So this is the second thing I want us to look at today. We are incapable of strong personal relationship with God in welcoming transformation into our hearts if we are holding to the wrong things. You're going to need your stick in a second, so make sure you got your hands on that. I really don't think Jesus is telling us about a business transaction when he tells us that if we do not forgive others, that your Father will not forgive your sins. Jesus gave up too much to forgive us to let our pride completely short-circuit the process. If all Jesus was looking to do was a business transaction, I don't think our forgiveness of others would stand in the way of God forgiving us. But he is trying to do something deeper, that if we don't forgive, because we're talking about personal relationship, it does stand in the way of being able to experience God's forgiveness in our hearts. If we see faith in God being about a personal relationship with God, then we can more deeply understand why it is a problem if we cannot let forgiveness of others be a reality in our own hearts. Jesus created these hearts of ours, and I don't just mean the organ that pumps blood through our body, but maybe what we might call our soul or the center of who we really are. Jesus knows our hearts, and he knows that we cannot hold closely to both love and pain in our lives. So you have these sticks this morning, and it's a way for us to be able to think about what are we really holding to. And so on one side it has the word love, and on the other side it has the word pain written on it. The choice that we each have to make is this: will we hold closer to the very real pain that comes into our lives through broken relationship? Or will we make the more difficult choice to hold to love? Now, it's possible for both love and pain to be present in our lives at the same time. There's no denying that reality. But what are we holding more tightly to? What are we allowing to grow in our heart? Is it love or is it pain? We can only hold to one of the two options. Either love will grow or pain will grow. So take a look at the stick in your hand. Spend some time just slowly flipping it over. Which do you think most describes the condition of your heart of late? Would you say that you have love growing there, or is there pain related to something? Which is it that you hold to today? We cannot hold to debt or resentment or hurt and love, forgiveness, and healing at the same time. And so it's not that I believe Jesus is telling us, well, if you don't forgive, I'm going to show you and your Father won't forgive you. I think he's simply pointing out a reality about the condition of our hearts. And if we're so invested in holding to the hurt that we can't find a way to begin to embrace forgiveness and look for God's grace in that process, it's not that God is folding his arms and saying, nope, I'm not going to forgive you. But we don't have any room within our hearts to be able to hold to the love that comes to us through the process of God's forgiveness. Again, both of these things, love and pain, will be present often in our lives as we walk these journeys, but what will we hold to and let grow in our hearts? The transformation that Jesus wants for us can only happen when we're embracing love. The transformation that leads to forgiveness in peacemaking, in showing mercy, can only be ours when love is growing in our heart more than the reality of the pain that we feel. So it's important to begin where we started today, our first area of, well, do I view the way that God forgives me from a business relationship or personal relationship? Then we need to begin to look at, well, what am I holding to? If this is really about a personal relationship, what am I letting grow in my heart with that relationship with God? What do I hold to most tightly? And then the third area, as we begin to pull some of these things together, is this. What impact does transformation and personal relationship with God have in our lives as it has to do with the pain or the love that we hold to? When we hold the love, even when it hurts, we begin to experience what Jesus talked about when he said, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be children of God." When we hold the love, we cannot help but be more merciful towards others, even when it's difficult. When we hold to love, we grow ever more in our ability to be able to forgive others. Pain wants to hang on and grow in our hearts when we find it ourselves wounded by others. But when we hold to that hurt, we find that we are held back from welcoming the love of Jesus and being able to hold to that. I wish I had all the answers in my own life for what this looks like and how this always gets played out regardless of the hurt or what has happened in your life, and I could provide for you a perfect model for how to always forgive or to seek forgiveness quickly for others. But I admit this is a struggle. This struggle is real as we try to figure out what does it really mean for God's love to take hold of and grow in our hearts. And as much as holding to the pain will make us miserable, for some reason, it seems that many of us can make the choice to hold to the pain more than we'll hold to God's love in our lives. And so that's one of the reasons we gather on a regular basis for worship, that we would be reminded of the good news of Jesus, this gospel that tells us that the power of love through Jesus Christ is always more powerful than the pain we experience in our lives. That can sometimes be a very hard truth to let into our hearts. But the power of Jesus' love is always more powerful than the pain we experience in our lives. It's more powerful than the hurt of betrayal. It's more powerful than the grief we experience in loss. It's more powerful than the sting when the wounds that come at us are intentional. The pain caused by these and so many other areas that we experience because we are in relationship with others cries for our attention and all too easily invites us to let pain be what grows in our hearts. But Jesus is here for us. Jesus wants to be the Lord of these hearts that are often too quick to cling to the hurt. He wants us to invite him into all of the rooms of our lives that we would rather ignore or pretend are far enough in the past that they're not really making a difference in our lives. But Jesus wants to be there with us in those places. Not because he's mean, not because he wants us to keep reliving the hurt, because he wants to help transform us, that there would be room for his love to grow. Do you want to be a peacemaker with others and experience that blessing? Do you want to know the blessing of receiving mercy because you are one who shows mercy to others? Do you want to experience the transforming goodness of God as your sins are forgiven and you are able to forgive others? Then we need to look to Jesus for the grace to help us make the right choice to hold on to love and to let that grow within us. We have to seek His help to let go of the pain and find His healing. If we don't do this work with God and grow in personal relationship with Him, we'll find ourselves living into the reality that Jesus warns us about here in this scripture. That if we hold to the pain, that if we hold to the offense, then there will not be room for us to welcome the forgiveness that God so freely wants to give us. So may we seek His grace to do what may seem impossible at times, which is cling to the love, not only in relationship with God, but to love in relationship with others as well. Would you pray with me? Jesus, we thank You so much for Your grace, for the love that You reach out to us with and look to share, that You aren't simply looking to just put a check mark next to our names and say, I've forgiven their sin, and leave us to make the same mistakes. Leave us to be the same way within our relationships where we hurt others and experience hurt. But Lord, You look to do something much deeper in forgiving us. You want to come into these very hearts that You have given us and make them new. So Lord, let us, whether it be we literally look within to see what we are holding to, or we look at a word written on a stick, that we may know what has been growing in our hearts lately. Is it the love that You so desperately want for us, or, Lord, are we held captive by a pain that we can't let go of? Let us find Your healing in Your love in this place this morning, that we might experience in the midst of Your love the transformational healing of our pain. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.